Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Some season-long views on this team and some bets maybe that you guys made as well.
Your someone credential did, picture someone, is hilarious, by the way.
That's an old photo.
That
yeah.
is hilarious.
Old, dude, this photo, so not to go too...
Did they stretch your face?
Well, that's what it is. It's stretched. That's the biggest thing.
That's Botox
yeah.
out.
Yeah, so it's the photo has been stretched. I think Spec submitted these like 4 years ago, and they've not changed it, and then it's definitely
stretched.
I'm going
to suit it.
You're much more handsome now.
So, well, thank you, Dusty.
Yeah, that was like back in your like just out of Lawrence phase.
This
like,
photo is probably from 2019. Or 2018.
That's pre-COVID out.
So that's pre-COVID. That's pre-COVID.
That's why he was smiling.
The mask.
that's what it is. No, I was saying someone texted in that they're in Kansas. They're making some bets. Then they're coming out to Kauffman Stadium. What season-long view do you have bet-wise for the Chiefs? Because I can run
for
through.
Royals?
For the Royals.
Super Bowl.
For the Chiefs, yeah, just another.
I've already locked it in.
Yeah, Louis, Reese, Zamet, actually.
Over 1,000 yards. Do you want another this bottle of Louis? Or?
Now you're buying a $4,000 bottle. Absolutely right. Not. Not with my pay grade. No
so
way.
A couple of long season-long bets for the Royals. AL Central, we've talked about this one before. I do have a 30-1 bet on the Royals to win the Central. They're down to like 10-1, I think, in some books.
They were, what, plus 850?
I got them at 30-1.
Yeah, I didn't get them in a good enough number to bet it.
Yeah.
I'd like it at your number.
Yeah, 30-1. I got that back in January. Also, one that the most recent one I bet actually was Pasquantino, comeback player of the year in the American League. 9-1 right now on FanDuel.
Okay.
And then two other ones we've discussed a ton. Reagan's strikeout leader, 80-1. He's down to 20 or 24-1 for that. Cy Young, 14-1. And then Bobby Wood Jr., stolen base leader, at 12-1. So those are my season-long Royals bets that I play.
Funny enough, I like him better, Cole Reagan's. So I've got to bet on him to win the Cy Young because I like it better than the strikeouts. Because Strider's a monster.
Yes.
He he's a monster. He won that by 50 or 60 strikeouts last year.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about that number, it was hard. That's why it's a long shot, and you got it at an even better number. So I don't blame you for betting it at the number you have. But, like, the number it is currently, no. I bet him to win Cy Young earlier than the 8 or 9-1 he is now. I think I got him at 22-1 or
yeah.
whatever it was at the number, and I like that. I bet the Vinny Pasquantino over home runs earlier in the year as well because I still think
What's
he's got
number?
More juice. At the time, it was 17.5, I think, or 16.5.
He could hit 3 today with this win.
Seems low.
It does, but it was a low number at the time, and I don't think he'd fully come back from the injury yet that was the case. But I also have one on with you, Bobby Wood Jr. strikeouts as well. So,
Bobby Wood Jr.
Or stolen bases.
Stolen base, okay.
Yeah. And then I have Vinny to hit a home run today, plus 650.
My thought on Bobby Wood Jr. stolen base leader, so Acuna's the problem there, right, just because.
Yeah, of course.
But Bobby got caught stealing 15 times last year. So let's say so in terms of opportunity.
Let's say regression to the norm takes him to 7 times caught.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden. You're potentially in business now. Maybe it takes Acuna missing some games. I don't know, but yeah, 12-1. I don't hate it. What about you, Dusty? What are you looking at season long?
I mean, the one that's really hilarious is for the Royals to win it all is 13 plus 13,000. which that's not.
So they're 130-1 to win it all right now?
Yeah, I got all the numbers here. And then I thought.
Well, it's funny, if you bet them to win the division, you know what? The win it all.
Well, if they get to the postseason, you just got to hedge.
You just get out of there. I love the 74.5 at -115. I think they can. I think they're a 77. I mean, I saw the board the other day at work.
So we're on the show. So Cody's 76, Drew's 77, I'm 78. So we're all.
Yeah, I'm right in there. I think that's a good number.
That's a range.
Like anywhere. I mean, and that's a mass improvement from what you had last year, and I think that keeps them entertaining into August. I believe that to be true. Minnesota, who you play today, is going to be a problem. Detroit's going to be an issue. Cleveland, I mean, is going to be an issue. Another one that I like is 83 or more wins is +285. Ooh. So if you want to take a little juice and squeeze a little harder, you can get that one for 83 is +285.
Man, at that point, if they're getting like 80, all of a sudden to me at that point, I'm thinking about just betting on the division. I have a division.
Yeah, and the division's +850. And then the other one I like is that you can find on DraftKings, I saw this last night, like a grouping. So if you can pick a number, so you say it's like 77, 76, you can get somewhere on there that's like 70 to 75 wins.
So you can do like band betting.
Yeah, okay. So band betting is what it's called. And there's one that's 65 to 70. So if you're like, I think they'll be good, but I don't want to like oversell it, anywhere between 65 and 70 is +450, and I love that bet. So if you think they
65
win
65 and 70?
Well, versus 65
between 65 and 70
not
wins.
75 and 80.
No, but between 65 and 70 is +485, which so I don't understand. Because
they think they're going to be better than that. That's why win total's at 73.5.
Yeah, so like if you get there, 74.5 is -115, which, I mean, if you want to have a fun season-long bet, I think that's the one. And then, obviously, Bobby Witt Jr., I think, was +2,000 to win MVP.
Okay.
I wish you could bet, like, finish in the top three. Yeah, that'd be too easy, obviously, but I do think that. And then my bet today – I've got Royals +1.5. It's parlayed with Bobby Witt Jr. stolen base one of any time. It's one or more. And then Reagan's 6-plus strikeouts. It's +475.
I made a lot of money on Reagan strikeouts props last year.
Lyle's
for
losses.
A while, they had not caught up to his number on that for a long time, I felt like.
I mean,
that was a good win there for a while for me.
Today, I believe it's at 6.5.
Yeah, let's get off to a good start. We all, it sounds like, kind of in on the Reagan strikeout leader bet that's out there for the season.
Once Cole went down, you got to love your odds there. I'm sure it changed immediately. Once Cole was out.
Yeah, the only we'll give out, I guess, today. I mentioned for today, I like Melendez 2-plus hits. It's like +450 and over 3.5 runs scored for the Royals today. Those are a couple bets that we're all keeping an eye on for the season and for today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.